There's your jazz. Maybe we'll get that 5-star review now. Construction job openings increased in September year over year. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, September, approximately 40,000 higher job openings than 2018. If you are looking for a career, a direction path, maybe you've got a couch potato that needs a little help leaving the nest. It is National Apprenticeship Week. There's a great resource that I didn't even know existed, apprenticeship.gov. You can scroll through all types of different kinds of job careers that are open in the construction industry. What other industry could you go into and get paid to learn your trade? Do they pay you to become a doctor? You know, that's what I'm actually glad they go to school for first. But
yeah, right. Right.
Where else can you get paid to learn your profession? All 50 states have some kind of apprenticeship program as well. And not all jobs in the trades, you know, consist of exterior hard manual labor. Hey, look at this. Look at those wood cabinets.
Yeah.
Is that beautiful? That's the Tumacockery Mesquite Sawmill that's been offering custom mesquite work delivered to cabinet makers and custom home builders since 1982. They've made a living just providing the natural raw mesquite to customers.
Man.
That's a construction job.
You know, that takes all kind of special equipment. Mesquite is so dense and so hard. It just eats your equipment up.
And then this one, a Casa Grande man, an ASU grad, cuts energy use with heating and cooling coating product. A new thing that was a semi-finalist and an innovative challenge that's coming along. You know, that's construction.
Absolutely.
That ties into manufacturing a little bit, but you got to manufacture your construction materials, tools, and products. You know, there's so much opportunity and availability, and the need is very prevalent. If you're looking for a new career
path. And it will be that way for a long time. Mm-hmm. This isn't a labor shortage we're going to overcome quickly.
And it's changing all the time. This graph shows the trend in people that order building materials online, both homeowners and builders.
Oh, really?
So then you've got the technology and how we consume products is changing that as well, and the delivery of it. And like you said, it's going on for a long time, and the population only increasing is going to continue the need for
housing. And the dilemma is, when I was growing up, and the generation immediately before me grew up hands-on trades, the next generation, Romy, your generation, the generation after you, haven't grown up with quite the hands-on experience. They're more data-driven. They're more electronically driven. As my generation and the generation ahead of me starts retiring, there is going to be a labor shortage that is going to be unbelievable. And if you, as a young person, are looking to work with your hands and your mind and meet great people and have a absolutely very rewarding, profitable career, you really should look at the construction trades. I mean, in me becoming a concrete finisher and a carpenter, I've met some of the most famous athletes and celebrities and Fortune 100 CEOs and long-term Valley residents, people I would have never been able to meet if I hadn't been invited into their homes to do a bathroom addition or a kitchen remodel or a second-story addition. I don't know what trade I don't know what industry I could have gotten involved in where I have become personally familiar with some of the classiest people you could have ever met in your life. And that was all through Rosie Remodeling. And by the way, Rosie Remodeling had to put off two projects that folks wanted done for the holidays, but they couldn't quite make their mind up on a couple decisions. So we had to tell them, look, I'm sorry, We'll still do your job, but we'll start it January. Well, that now creates a little hole for my guys. If you have a little job you'd like done before the holidays, give Rosie on the house remodeling a call, unless you live in Tempe.
Oh, boy.
Unless you live in Tempe.
You'll get your permits by Christmas next year.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't had good luck.
Rumor has it.
Pulling fast permits in the city of Tempe. Boy, did I have a few voicemails last week. Oh, but I stand by my guns. I have the empirical evidence.
It's been a long time since I've pulled anything from Peoria, but they used to have that reputation as well. So maybe it's changed. I don't know. Hey, just one quick announcement, not home improvement related, but 2 o'clock today at Yarnell Hill Fire Memorial Park, they're unveiling a brand new memorial for the Granite Mountain Hotshots. It's a 9-foot by 9-foot steel sculpture based on that picture of them.
Cool.
Doing a human pyramid in front of Arizona's champion juniper tree that they had just saved, that sits on the southwest side of Granite Mountain the week before. So I would definitely be there. My family's competing in the junior rodeo this week in Wickenburg, so I'm going to go catch the rest of that. But if it wasn't for that, man, this memorial and grand unveiling at 2 o'clock, I think is going to be an experience worth having. We'll see y'all next Saturday.
In Wickenburg. Come on up and join us. We'll be broadcasting live for Henry Wickenburg's 200th birthday.